Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz. His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag. Bring.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. Your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Quali. Happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I open up this show giving thanks to our ancestors, those who have took lives, given lives, and gave lives so that we can advance in the struggle and advance in the evolutionary process to be the black men and women, the true beings that we are, the original man and the original woman of this planet. Giving thanks for all of our freedom fighters and every single soldier and warrior who's come to lift the banner of truth, justice, freedom, and equality, and every single Panther regiment who came talking about freedom of death and off the pig and sky is the limit, black power for black people, and giving thanks for all of those, and of course giving thanks for the ones that made it possible, the black God of our forefathers and foremothers that answered to many different names, and giving that balance, knowing that there is no God without that goddess, that co-creator with God himself, talking about that mighty black woman. So I want to get right into the show. I don't want to belabor the point. And this is, of course, Black Power Radio. Thank you all for tuning in for another Power Pack presentation and edition of our radio broadcast. This is the new Black Panther Party, and we are in a serious hours. I try to warn us, and our national chairman tries to warn us. And before I go further, let me let you know that we come in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man. 100% black man, the black power, General the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And we give thanks for his number one student and representative, the warrior, lawyer, and attorney at war, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And I always try to warn us and tell us that we're in a serious hour. And our national chairman tries to do the same and warn us and tell us that we're in a serious hour. And as you are watching the news and listening to the radio show and reading in newspapers and Googling and looking at what's happening, you can clearly see it's a serious time that we're living in, and it's not a time for joke, nor is it a time for play. And so at the request of our national chairman, this is his regular night, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, and 7 Central. This is the time when the national chairman will give his address, and he will give his broadcast to the black nation and to the world. And so at his request, he has requested that we play a speech that he gave on terrorism. He called it the War on Terrorism. And this is a speech that I think that we should know about. If you don't know about it, if you are not privy, if you have not heard this speech before, you should hear it. It is timely. It is timely. And I'm not just saying that to be saying that. I'm saying that because this speech was given at a time right after the September the 11th terrorist attacks I'd say the September 11th Zionist field inspired attacks on the World Trade Center. And this is a time when the new Black Panther Party stood up to condemn the attacks and to condemn the forces, the hidden forces behind the scenes that attack men, women, and children on this soil. And so we're going to broadcast it to you, and we're also going to cue up another one that he did. We're going to cue it up as he's talking about the U.S. imperialism and the aggression of the United States government against black people and this insane crash course that President Barack Hussein Obama, his administration, and, of course, the hidden hands behind the scenes has us on in this country. And we'll also be giving you solutions on what to do, how to defend your family, how to defend yourselves, and how to defend your future in this hour. And so let us go right now to the National Press Club, circa 2002, the War on Terrorism, with Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the new Black Panther Party, and other activists and revolutionaries, Black Power. And I'll be chiming in from time to time when necessary, Black Power.
Worldwide organization. Oh, the brother has always been a fighter for our people, always stood by our people. I mean, he could easily retreat to the law practice and to say, heck with this, heck with this condition. Another term, to hell with it, as many who have punked out. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it. But there's a saying that goes, if it comes for you tonight, most surely they'll come for me in the morning. It says that a good neighbor is one who puts the fire out at his neighbor's house before it gets to his house. America's on fire. It is known as the fall of America. I want to, without further ado, want to introduce to you National and international chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Bring him on with a hearty round of applause, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Black Power. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Bismillah Rahmani Rahim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Fusion Allah against your cursed Satan I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship than Muhammad messenger of God. When I bear witness to Muhammad being the messenger of God, I bear witness to Yeshua or Jesus, who was also a worthy servant of the Most High God.
Yes.
I bear witness to Moses, who was also a servant of the Most High God. I bear witness to Abraham, who was also a faithful servant of the Most High God.
That's right.
I bear witness to Akhenaten, the patriarch of monotheism, a worthy servant of the Most High God.
Yeah.
I bear witness to all of those who have been sent to us
right.
in the line of divine.
Yeah.
But sisters and brothers, as a black man in America, trapped, brought in chains, my ancestors would chop my head off
right.
if I didn't come before you tonight and bear witness to Harriet Tubman.
Right.
Right. So I bear witness to Harriet Tubman.
Right.
I bear witness to Sojourner Truth. I bear witness to Nat Turner. I bear witness to Frederick Douglass. I bear witness to Bishop Henry McNeil Turner. I bear witness to the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I bear witness to Noble Drew Ali. I bear witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I bear witness to that bold and courageous leader, Minister Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik Shabazz. I bear witness to his students.
Yeah.
Whose foundation we stand on.
Right.
And we would not have the privilege to wear this badge, this uniform. Panther Party. So I bear witness that if it were not for those like Dr. Huey P. Newton, Eldridge Cleaver, Angela Davis, Assata Shakur, Bobby Seale, all of those who went before us and suffered and labored so that we may struggle on in the name of the Black Panther Party. So I bear witness to the original founders of the Black Panther Party. I bear witness to that man, that international revolutionary who worked to unite the oppressed, who has gone on to the ancestors, but his spirit lives on. You knew him in the 1960s as that radical firebrand, Stokely Carmichael. Black Power. He gave us the theme and the ring, Black Power. He went on to be called and named Kwame Ture. But I bear witness to Kwame Ture. I bear witness to Dr. John Henry Clark. We in the new Black Panther Party working on behalf of an international revolution. We bear witness not just to those who were sent to us, but we bear witness to those who have struggled against injustice and tyranny all over the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet. So I bear witness to Ho Chi Minh. I bear witness to Mao Zedong. I bear witness to Kim Il-sung. I bear witness to the Honorable Ayatollah Khomeini. I bear witness to Gamal Nasser. I bear witness to Che Guevara. I bear witness to Fidel Castro. I know these names are going to get me in trouble. But if I live to be 1,000, or the ripe old age of Methuselah, sisters and brothers here tonight, I could never thank God enough for our leader in the new Black Panther Party, who has gone on to the ancestors, but his spirit lives on.
Right.
I speak of none other than our spiritual and revolutionary leader, a freedom fighter, who fought hard against Zionism, who fought hard and strong against racism, who was uncompromising and could not be found capitulating to the enemy on any day of the week.
That's right.
I speak of none other than this bold and fearless and courageous black man, this international revolutionary whose foundation we stand on, whose legacy we are proud to carry on.
Right.
So I speak and bear witness none other than to minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Black power. Allahu Akbar. To all of the brothers and sisters who are here tonight at the National Press Club, where it is supposed to be a free exchange of ideas under the First Amendment of the Constitution. Well, you know we're going to test that tonight. We're going to test that tonight. To the National Assistant of the new Black Panther Party, that courageous brother fighting on behalf of our people right here in Washington, D.C., laboring and struggling with a courageous spirit. Man who I love very much, Brother Amir Muhammad. Let's give him a round of applause. To all of the brothers, my family, my friends, my allies, my comrades, here and all across our 30 chapters throughout America and our chapters throughout the world, in Germany and in Africa, on behalf of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense.
Yes,
we're happy to welcome you out here tonight. Happy to be here with a longtime struggler in the community. He's the CEO of Ceasefire, Don't Smoke the Brothers, an uncompromising activist in our community. He's in a wheelchair, but he does the work of 100 men from in a wheelchair. I speak of one of my mentors and one of my allies, Brother Malik Farrakhan. Malik Farrakhan from Ceasefire, Don't Smoke the Brothers.
Right.
To Dr. Marilyn Preston Killingham,
right,
from the Republic of New Africa, an international human rights activist fighting strong on behalf of our people. Give her another round of applause.
Right.
To my dear beloved brother, Imam Akbar Bilal, who always giving up strong light, strong truth. Let's give him a round of applause. To the Imam of Masjid al-Islam in Washington, D.C., one of the strongest imams in the city, I'm dare to say anywhere in the country, an uncompromising imam. You know, they got Uncle Tom imams these days. Yeah, they do. But he's not an Uncle Tom imam. He is fearless in fighting in the way of God, fearless in fighting against the forces of tyranny. Imam Abdul Alim Musa, let's give him a strong round of applause. Allahu Akbar. To our beloved brothers from our international family who are here with us, and you will hear from them in a few moments. Don't worry, we got all night. And there's a lot of truth to be revealed tonight. But to Imam Abdel Razak of the IAB City Masjid here in Washington, D.C., from Jordan. But he's right here in Washington, D.C., and he's not afraid to come out and stand with us tonight. So let's give him a round of applause. Give him a round of applause. We thank Allah for him. From the Islamic Center, we call him the real Imam. From the Islamic Center. You know, the government is taking over some of these masjids. I'll get back to that in a moment. Imam Mohammed Asi from Syria. Let's give him a round of applause. He has his roots in the Republic of Iran. So I want to tell you tonight, family, I'm so elated. Because when you see the black man and the black woman, the Africans and the descendants of Africa standing side by side with our Arab brothers and sisters. And when you see all of us, Muslims, some non-Muslims, but all of us committed to the liberation struggle, what you are witnessing here tonight is a united front of the oppressed. A united front of the oppressed. And we are pledging here tonight that we are going to hook up, that we are going to link up, that we are going to fear no God but God. Yes, and we are going to stand and challenge the forces of imperialism. Yes, we are going to challenge the forces of Zionism. Yes, we are going to challenge the forces of racism. Yes, we are going to challenge the forces of America,
right.
Israel,
yes.
Britain.
Right.
We are going to stand against their tyranny.
Right.
And we bear witness that we will fear God and God alone.
Yes,
for God alone is who we should fear. When we talk, sisters and brothers, and we come out tonight, September 11th, we're not only talking to this audience, but by the grace of God, we're talking to the whole world tonight. It's being carried around the whole world. And the world needs to know that everybody in America is not carrying the same line in America. People around the world need to know that all of us are not lining up with Mr. Bush in this hour. We have to tell Mr. Bush in this hour. We have to tell Mr. Colin Powell in this hour. We have to tell Rumsfeld in this hour. We have to tell Ashcroft in this hour. We have to tell them like Daniel told the wicked rulers in Babylon, Beelzebub and Nebuchadnezzar. He told them in the book of Daniel, he said, Mene tekel ufarsh. He said, thy kingdom has been numbered. Thy kingdom has been weighed in the balance and found wanting and shall soon be divided. When you see the World Trade Center, 110 stories high, said by the builders and the architects that it would last 1,000, 2,000 years. And when you see the Twin Towers up one day, come crashing and tumbling down, you want to know what the hell is going on in America. When you see it, when you hear men who will take box cutters or knives or will sacrifice their lives and get in the airplanes and drive airplanes in the buildings and send them buildings tumbling down, you want to know what the hell is going on in America. When you see the Pentagon, the awesome, mighty Pentagon, seemingly impenetrable, seemingly untouchable. When you see the Pentagon struck and when you see America shook up, all of you want to know what the hell is going on in America. When you hear about anthrax, huh? When you hear anthrax shutting down the Congress, shutting down the federal institutions, shutting down the Supreme Court, shutting down the White House. You want to know what the hell is going on in America? Somebody throw smoke powder in the hallway, the whole building shut down. You want to know what the hell is going on in America? And blaming it on Osama bin Laden is not going to cut it. Huh? Bombing. Bombing. Bombing the innocent people in Afghanistan is not going to solve the problem for America. Bombing innocent people, bombing Muslims, waging a war against Islam. And let us be unequivocal and clear. We see this as a continuing pattern of America, Britain, and Israel's war against Islam and the oppressed people of the earth. Bombing Afghanistan will not solve the problem, Mr. Bush. Bombing Somalia will not solve your problem, Mr. Bush. Bombing the peoples of the earth, Arab, non-Arab, African, will not solve your problem, Mr. Bush. But we're going to try to help you tonight to solve your problem. But whether or not America solves their problem, we must get together tonight to understand how we will survive. What that little black man from Sandersville, Georgia, Elijah Muhammad, called the fall of America. When blaming it on bin Laden is not the problem. Blaming it on bin Laden. World Trade Center blow up. Blame it on bin Laden. Huh? Pentagon attacked. Blame it on bin Laden. Bush. Bush. Slip on some soap in the shower. Blame it on bin Laden. Bush. Mr. Bush, wife, won't sleep with him at night. Blame it on bin Laden. Supreme Court shut down. Blame it on bin Laden. I think that people deserve a better answer than that. There's no one man on the earth that could be this powerful. And while they are blaming it on bin Laden, we are unequivocal to say we don't blame it on bin Laden. We blame it on George Bush. We blame it on Bush. Let's turn this mic up. Whoever got the mic, they need to turn the microphone up. We blame it on Bush. Bush. Since Bush got into office, the whole world is going awry. I blame it on Bush. Since Bush got into office, no one can sleep at night. I blame it on Bush. Since Bush got into office, everything is going crazy. We don't blame it on bin Laden. We blame it on George Bush, the executioner from Texas. Oh, I ask a lot of guidance tonight, but there's no spirit of compromise in the new Black Panther Party. There's no spirit of compromise or weakness in the students of Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We say like we say in our prayers, Thee alone, talking about Allah, one God, Thee alone do we serve. Thine aid do we beseech for help. We don't blame it on bin Laden. We blame it on Bush. But not only do we blame it on Bush, we blame it on his predecessor, Bill Clinton, who bombed Sudan, who bombed innocent Africans in Sudan, bombed and killed innocent people in Sudan, and waged a continuous bombing campaign against the innocent Iraqi people and starved the Iraqi people in Iraq. We blame it on Bush, but we blame it on Bill Clinton as well. Not only do we blame it on Bill Clinton, we blame it on Bush Sr., who was a dope dealer. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. We blame it on Bush Sr. Huh? We blame it on the man who came before him, old warmonger Ronald Wilson Reagan. Huh? We blame it on Jimmy Carter. We blame it on Gerald Ford. We blame it on Richard Tricky Dick Nixon. Huh? We blame it on Imam Jamil Alameen, H. Rat Brown, call him the camel breath hunky from Texas. We blame it on Lyndon Baines Johnson. We blame it on John the Fox Kennedy. We blame it on Eisenhower.
We blame it on Harriet Truman.
Right.
Oh, we didn't come to blame the victim tonight.
Right.
We didn't come to blame the victims of imperialism and Zionism and racism. We come to call the terrorists who the terrorist really is.
Right.
And we say to you straight up that the number one terrorist on the face of the planet Earth, the number one and two terrorists right now on the planet Earth are the United States of America and Israel. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I repeat and I say it with no apologies to the world, the number one and two terrorists with terrorist Tomahawk missiles, cruise missiles, battleships, F-16 airplanes are the United States or the United States and Israel. Do you want to know about terrorism? Please, in all due respect, my beloved family, come and talk to the black man and woman of America.
Right.
You want to know about terrorism? Bring it out.
Yes, sir.
Bring it out. You want to know about terrorism? Talk to the children of slaves here in the hells of North America.
Yes, sir.
For we have been terrorized by America. Bring me that flag over here, brother. Bring that flag over here. We have been terrorized by America. No, hold it up. Hold that up. Do you want to talk about terrorism? Well, I want you to understand to my brothers and sisters from across the world, our Arab brothers and sisters, you want to know why we say black power and why we're into blackness. It is because we have been the victims of terrorism for over 400 years that has terrorized us out of our blackness, stripped us of our culture, stripped us of our religion, stripped us of our name and our God. And when we say black power, dear Imam, we're trying to get back that which was lost when we were brought to America. Some of us were Muslims. Some of us were Hebrews. Some of us were indigenous African religions. But we were terrorized out of our God. Terrorized out of our religion. And our mission in the new Black Panther Party is to resurrect and redeem that which has been destroyed by the true terrorists. And our broader mission is to hook up and link up with all of the oppressed people on the earth. But if you want to talk about terrorism, pardon me, you know, we handle it hard here. But when you want to talk about terrorism, we want to talk about a slave trade.
Right.
We want to talk about a slave trade where 150 million African lives were lost in the slave trade by America and the European powers.
Yes, sir.
And our blood, our bones, our bodies today are at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, terrorized by the Americans who brought us in to this country to be burden bearers for them, terrorized. If you want to talk about terrorism, talk to us about Rosewood.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us about a town in Florida, a black town where every single black man and woman was wiped out of the entire town.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us about the terrorism of black men being hung and lynched from trees right here in America.
Right.
Talk to us about black women being raped over and over and over again right here in America.
Right.
Talk to us about police brutality and being terrorized by being shot in the back, shot down like dogs, over and over and over again. I want you to understand why we have to deal with race,
yes,
beloved Muslim family, in America, because we have been terrorized, yes, sir, by the true racists.
Right.
We want to talk about terrorism. Let's talk about Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, where in the early 1900s we had a growing black economic empire. But American terrorists, white people in America, bombed and destroyed Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Hold that. Continue to hold that up. Bring the flag.
Hold the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you, that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour. No one is sleeping in America. Bush is not sleeping in America. Rumsfeld cannot sleep in America. The stock market is crashing in America. America don't look like she looked too good right about now.
Right.
Maybe she needs to seek another path.
Right.
But it looks doubtful that she will. To us, our family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about to our brothers and sisters in America. This flag is represented. The red in the flag represents the blood of the black man and woman that drips in the soil of America. The blue represents the waters of the Atlantic Ocean that our ancestors were carried across. And the 50 stars to us only represent 50 different kinds of justice. Not one star like the star in the flag of Islam, but 50 stars, 50 different kinds of justice. This flag to us has represented terrorism. Well, Mr. Shabazz, why don't you go back to Africa? Let me tell you this, with the permission of the red man, the so-called Indian,
right.
With the permission of the red man, the so-called Indian, I have a right to say what I say.
Yes, sir.
I have a right to feel how we feel,
right.
Because our mothers and fathers built this land.
Yes,
our mothers and fathers built this country.
No.
Our mothers and fathers labored and died here, and I do not have to co-sign onto your wicked agenda as we were brought here by force. I have a right to dissent.
Right.
We have a right to dissent.
Right.
Whoever's in charge, turn this mic up, son. We have a right to dissent. When did America ever bless God? When did America ever really try to do right about the indigenous peoples of the planet Earth? Let's talk about the red man, the Indian, who was terrorized all the way out of existence in the form of genocide. Move this back, please. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Oh. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. This is great tonight. This is what Malcolm El Haj Malik Shabazz was working on.
Yes, sir.
He was working on creating a united front of the oppressed where Muslims and other oppressed people would get together and support each other and love each other and care for each other and look out for you. And to our Arab brothers and sisters, despite whatever disagreements we have had, we the new Black Panther Party have put on this form, not only for us, but out of love for you. Because we don't like what they're doing to you in America. We don't like what they're doing to you around the world. So we stand up for you not only on our behalf, but on your behalf as well. Let's talk about the red Indian terrorized. 90% of the population of the red Indian driven out of America by George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, slave owners. Slave traders, Indian killers. Oh, yeah, the world needs to know. George Washington was a terrorist. Thomas Jefferson was a terrorist. Huh? If Osama bin Laden is a terrorist, he got to be the terrorist that terrorism produced. If Osama bin Laden is a hater, he must be the hater that hatred produced. Huh? Let's talk now. Let's take a look at American foreign policy. Don't worry, we got plenty of time. Let's take a look at American foreign policy. And we have to say that September 11th, in our firm opinion, was America reaping the results of her worldwide crimes.
Right.
But we take it a step further. Not only is America reaping the results of her worldwide crimes, but she's reaping her results. She's reaping her results. I'll get to that. But they are reaping their results of their historical crimes against the very people of God who were brought here to America. So it's a double-pronged sword. And not only for her crimes across the earth, I'm going to get to them. I ain't just talking rhetoric.
but for her crimes against our people. We are unabashed in saying at this point in time that what happened on September 11th, like Malcolm said, was a case of the chickens coming home to roost. It could have been foreseen a long time ago. It could have been foreseen a long time ago. This foreign policy, which is rooted in America's support for Zionism. Most and almost every leader I've heard, we've heard, has been afraid to take up and deal with Zionism head on. But we say it to the world, and we hope this message reaches right over there to so-called Israel. The head of Israel, Ariel Sharon, he is a madman. He is a murderer. He is a terrorist. I said Sharon is a terrorist. And the state of Israel has terrorized the Palestinians and the people of that land ever since 1948. A terrorist state was set up called Israel. It's really Palestine. It's the so-called state of Israel. Set up terrorizing the Palestinians since 1948. We have never wept. Talking about you and the American public, you have never wept a tear for the Palestinians. Palestinians, babies, men, women, children, dying in Palestine, shot down with the help of America. America and Israel, inseparable in the Zionist partnership. Gunning down, killing the Palestinians. Oh, it's just another day. Oh, just 500 Palestinians killed. Oh, Israel steals some more land. Israel takes some more land. The state of Israel is a colonial state. State of Israel is an imperialist state. And we agree with the United Nations resolution that was passed in the 80s and that was reaffirmed again in Durban, South Africa, that Zionism is racism. Zionism is racism. Zionism is imperialism.
Right.
Zionism is colonialism. And Zionism and support for Zionism, support for Israel, is the root of why so many were killed on September 11th. And to all people in America, regardless to who you are, you must understand that the government of America has lied to the American public.
Yes, right.
The government of America has lied to you. And by lying to you, they have put your lives at risk. They have committed acts of murder based on money and oil and other wicked interests and have lied to the public and thereby put the average American citizen at risk. So going along and waving the flag and going along with what the government is saying is not necessarily in your best interest. Even if you don't like what we're saying, America, you need to take a clear listen to what we're saying. Because what we're saying tonight may help you to save your life. You need to take a different message to Mr. Bush. The support for Zionism, the support for Israel, the support for the persecution and the destruction of the Palestinians must end if there is to be peace on the earth. No true Jew can be a Zionist. I'm going to say that again. No true Jew, no true believer in the Torah can be a Zionist, because Zionism is against the very principles of Almighty God as revealed through his prophet. Now, let's go on to Iraq. But before we go to Iraq, we got to make a point. The reason why everyone's so afraid of saying this, and we have to let it make it plain that the Zionists control America, lock, stock, and barrel. Oh, yeah. Zionists control America. The European Jews have America under their control, lock, stock, and barrel. The media, foreign policy. Let me go to Iraq as I bring this to a conclusion. 1.5 million Iraqis killed over the last decade. Who weeps for them? Who weeps for us? You can put them down now. Who weeps for them? Let's give them a round of applause. Who weeps for them? Iraqi babies, 500,000 dead, starved by a policy that was not based on any rational foreign policy by America, but the foreign policy was based on oil and based on dominating oil interests in the Persian Gulf. It is correct. Saddam Hussein lined up with America against his brothers and sisters in Iran, and he was wrong for that. And he was sucker punched. Yes, he was. He was sucker punched in the Gulf War. He made his mistake. He lost the Gulf War. He paid for his mistake, even though Kuwait is originally part of Iraq. Even though. But what has gone on in the last 10 years is completely unjustified by any sane, ethical thinking human being. And you take a man's country and you tell him you cannot fly planes in your own country for 10 years. Huh? You take to tell the man you cannot fly planes in your own country and you rain bombs on his people for 10 years and you expect the peoples of the earth to lay back and ignore that? We say to America, in all humility, do not expect everyone else on the earth to take their oppression the way the black man and woman in America have taken their oppression.
Right.
Do not expect everyone across the earth to lay down and beg and plead for justice when you shoot them in the back and bomb them the way some of us in America have done. For the very Bible says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto you. And as you have taken our blood, this is the Bible talking. You shall be given your own blood to drink like water, starving the Iraqis, and continuing this lie about weapons of mass destruction when the largest storage of anthrax,
right,
the largest storage of chemical and biological weapons rests with the United States and Israel.
Right.
Hmm? Foreign policy, Saudi Arabia, the Caspian Sea, seeking the oil in the Caspian Sea, the Persian Gulf, amassing American troops in Saudi Arabia. Have you ever considered how the Muslims feel about that? Have you ever considered, have you ever taken into account, Mr. Bush, how the Muslims feel about that? Bombing Afghanistan is not going to get you out of that.
Right.
Bombing the Muslims is only producing more Muslims who have an intense hatred, not just to hate America for the sake of hating America, but they hate the injustice and the tyranny that is being poured on them by America and Israel. We are advising all our brothers and sisters not to line up with this war and don't sacrifice your black bodies. Do not sacrifice your bodies, whoever you are, going over there dying in Afghanistan. And it is very clear that it's staying for a long haul in Afghanistan. You can send all the cruise missiles you want to. You can send all the Tomahawk missiles you want to. You can send all the little satellite imagery photos. You see, that's what it was here. This was the bunker. And you see, after that, it's gone. That's not working. That's not working in Afghanistan. Looked to me like the Taliban are holding on. And I don't remember the Taliban calling me a nigger anytime recently. Huh? Oh, we got to tell the truth here tonight. Don't line up with this war. Don't sacrifice your body going over there to fight a war that is for oil and for control over another people's land and country. If you want to take a stand today, take a stand for world peace. Take a stand for the end of economic tyranny, economic imperialism. Take a stand against this new global economic order that is seeking to permanently impoverish the black and the brown in favor of a white European hegemony. That's what we should take a stand for in my conclusion. We're in a time of prophecy.
Yes,
all imams, and we invite the imams, the learned imams, the ulama in the audience. Don't be afraid to take a look in this Bible.
Right.
The Quran says to believe in that which was revealed unto thee.
Right.
And the Quran being the final revelation or the criterion. But this Bible is full of prophecies that relate to America. And despite your disagreements, don't discard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Nope. All right.
because he made a lot of prophetic calculations that are precisely on time.
Yes, sir.
For this day and time. And whether you know it or not, in Revelation, I'm going to close with this, but everybody needs to hear this. Mr. Bush needs to hear this. The Christian scholars need to hear this. Revelation's 18th chapter.
Yes, sir.
Says that, and I saw these things. I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice come from heaven saying, come out of her. Huh? It says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues. When you see anthrax sweeping America, you're looking at a plague in America. And the book of Exodus talks about the fifth plague in Exodus, where all of the cattle died in Egypt. And then there was a sixth plague when all of the people died from touching the cattle. And our interpretation today is that the cattle is the male in America. And even though the male is intended for Dashiell, even though the male is intended for Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, Mr. Bush, it's Daniel and Shadrach and the children of slaves that got to handle the male. And so it's killing us.
Right.
As it is sent to and to kill those who it is sent for. So we've been warned to come out of her.
Right.
We've been warned, Brother Malik,
yes,
to come out of her, but we have refused to come out of her. Now the plagues are coming down on America, and we're being caught with the plagues coming down on America. Revelations 18:6 say, reward her even as she has rewarded you, and double unto her. Hear that? Double unto her according to her works in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much has she glorified in herself? How much has she glorified in herself? We are the greatest, most powerful country that has ever existed. When did you ever preface that? By saying, inshallah.
Right.
When have you ever prefaced that by giving glory to God? No, you got your chest stuck out. Revelations 18:7 say, how much has she glorified in herself and lived deliciously? So much torment and sorrow give her, for she hath saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. She could say that yesterday. I said, a queen, am no widow, shall see no sorrow. She didn't care. No one had sympathy for the Japanese when 250,000 Japanese were vaporized.
Right.
All of them innocent civilians, all so what?
Right.
But today, it has come to America. Therefore, her plagues shall come. It says, Revelations 18:8. Therefore, shall her plagues come in one day, and death, mourning, and famine shall she be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. They say they shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. That's September 11th all the way. Standing off afar for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment. According to the scriptures, and we can't back away from it, we are living in a modern Babylon. But that Babylon was brought down by Almighty God. It did not last forever. We're living in a modern Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes,
Sodom and Gomorrah is mighty, but the Almighty Lord God brought her down with fire and brimstone. You talk about, as gives it in the Bible, ancient Egypt, powerful and mighty. But Almighty God brought her down through her servant Moses and through chastisement for the sins she had committed. You talk about ancient Rome, and they said the Roman Empire would never end, but ancient Rome was brought to an end. They said the sun would never set on the British Empire, that it stretched all across the earth, but the sun set on the British Empire. Well, that day has come. Submission to the will of God. And that is the only way today. We all have to get right. We got to get right. If there's any hope for America, she has to get right. But we say in conclusion, we have to survive the fall of America. The Quran say, oh, you who believe, keep your duty to your Lord. Oh, you who believe, keep your duty to your Lord. If Mr. Bush is your Lord, keep your duty to him. If Almighty God Allah is your Lord, keep your duty to him. Thank you very much.
All right, brothers and sisters, that was the 2002 War on Terrorism speech given by National Chairman Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I hope that we were able to dissect that and that we could clearly see what he said in 2002 is clearly at our doors today in 2011. And some of the names have changed as President Bush and Rumsfeld and all of them are not necessarily in power in office. But you see some different faces with the same agenda. And so the message is the same, that if you are sincere, if America is sincere about stopping her war on terror, stopping terrorism, and stopping the aggression, that it must first happen with her once slaves, the black man and black woman here in the hells and smells of North America. And it must happen with those whom America herself has oppressed. And so we thank our national chairman for being strong, especially in that hour, right when others were backing down and punking out, and when others were not even speaking on what happened, not even talking about what happened. The new Black Panther Party, our national chairman, stepped out front and condemned the Zionists and condemned the hidden hand and condemned the white power structure for its role in the attacks and in the over 400 years worth of terrorism against our people. And so, again, we salute. We give a mighty salute to our national chairman. I'll take a quick station identification break, and we'll come back with another one, a quick little piece from my national chairman where he's going in. This happened in August. He's going in at the march in Harlem that we were there for. We'll come right back to you, Black Power.
Malcolm Garvey Huey, their life was like a movie. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Their life was like a movie. I die, I organize. Everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Marcel Cody with the Uzi. Listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete. Especially if it's jelly, got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die. I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really get you should.
Study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Bungie Bobby Pockin' Tukey.
sit in by the door so you can say I'm acting spooky. Just like in the movie, son, you better pack your toolie. Niggas switch, be acting fruity, you'll be cracking like they pookie. Rather smoke a doobie than be burning and eluding. Bang, bang, pig shooting, we should blame Rudy Julie. Yanny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system, you a gangster wearing panties. RBG, my family, from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me, Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system, we say fuck them. This is for Nahanda, mama, see mama, Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier, cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, young reporting in the duty.
Sticky, icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVino, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey, Donald, Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch nigga like the cootie.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we can do this like we fam. I go to war like the Apache for whatever. I stay ready, I learned that in Tallahassee. Baba Toon, they used to school me as a juvie. Skipping classes, never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army, they don't always show their badges. Keep your family living healthy, teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical approach is designed to get certain results, it's designed to keep you alive. It's designed to bring about victory.
Don't let anybody.
All right, family, we appreciate you. Appreciate you. That, of course, is Dead Prez, Dead Prez, Malcolm Garvey Huey, putting you up on it, letting you know some of our ancestors, some of our soldiers and freedom fighters to study, you know, get off into that Malcolm, that Garvey, that Huey. And so I don't want to belabor the point on this one, that we want to get right into this second piece. I promised you all, too, as this is our National Chairman's Night, our National Chairman's Night, and he requested that we give you two gems, two blazing speeches that he gave. That we want you to have and want you to know about it. I want you to hear it for yourself so that if they're played in the media or if they're quoted, there's nothing misquoted. You know what was said, but more importantly, you're in tune with what's going on, the time that we're living in. And as we just heard from a speech from 2002 at the National Press Club, we'll now take you to Harlem, New York City, where our national chairman speaking at the Hands Off Africa March, the Hands Off Africa March, and he's blazing, and he's holding and pulling no punches, and so we'll go right into it, and Black Power, we'll come back.
Hail Malcolm X Boulevard, if I live to be a thousand, on the ripe old age of Methuselah, I can never God enough for a bold, bald-headed black man who have come before you. A bold, bald-headed black man, his name, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Black power? Black power. Muhammad, 13 years ago, from this very street, on this avenue, on this block, he led his brother, the Million Youth March, in 1998. That same bald-headed black man that said he was born to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. 13 years ago, right here on this block, the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, he brought out 5,000 New York police officers, his stormtroopers, and blocked us in and sabotaged our route. He brought help. We don't die, we multiply. Black power, black power. On that day, September 5th, 1998, a showdown and a throwdown took place right here on a stage just like this. Probably 17 police went to the hospital. It wasn't but three of us. Black power, black power. And even though we have lost Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad from the physical realm, like Osiris and Heru, he is raised again, and I am his student. And this struggle shall continue on. We have a message here very briefly as we prepare to hear from God's man in our midst. As we prepare to hear from the premier elder in the liberation movement, the former minister of Mosque Number 7, who has given his life, the leader of the Nation of Islam, Minister Louis Farrakhan. Who are you waiting to hear from? Who are you waiting to hear from? All I gotta say is if anything happened to Louis Farrakhan today, the wrath of God will come on the United States of America. Black power, black power. Our message to Africa today, our message to our brothers and sisters all over the world today, is that those bombs being dropped on your head from the United States government, that those bombs are not from us. Those bombs that are falling in Libya, we must tell you, our brothers and sisters in Africa, our brothers and sisters in Asia, those bombs are not from us. Our message to the State Department, our message to the CIA, our message to Homeland Security, our message to the government today is that your enemy is not our enemy. Your enemy in Afghanistan, your enemy in Iran, your enemy that you are bombing in Libya today, those are not our enemies. Our enemies are right here in the United States of America. Our battle is not against Gaddafi. Our battle against the police brutality right here at home. Our battle is against budget cuts right here at home. Our battle is against racism and white supremacy right here at home. You ain't got to go fight nowhere, black man and black woman. Your fight is right here. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, on the charges of illegal assassination, to illegally assassinate Muammar Gaddafi, on the charges of illegal assassination and murder, how do you find this government? How do you find them? On the charges of reparations, failure to pay reparations, failure to compensate us for the robbery of Africa, for the murder of hundreds of millions of blacks here in the West and abroad, how do you find them? How do you find them? On the charges of setting up a bloodsucker economy, a capitalist bloodsucker economy that leaves teachers poor, union people poor, working people poor, and let the head of General Electric make $4.9 billion on the charges of a bloodsucker capitalist economy. How do you find them? How do you find them? How do you find America on racism? How do you find their own white supremacy? How do you find them? As I leave you, a message to the president, Barack Hussein Obama. We elected you, but we did not elect you to bomb your homeland. We did not elect you to bomb Africa. We are pleading with you, Mr. Obama. America. On October the 1st, in 60 cities all over America, all over the world, all of us will rally and attack this problem on our national and international day of action and unity. But today, we have to fight. Gird up your loins, college students. Gird up your loins, young black man and black woman, for the hour of war is at hand. And we say again, as we leave you, hands up, Africa. Hands up, Africa. Black power. Black power. Black power. Thank you very much.
All right, dear brothers and sisters, there it is. There it is, and as Chairman Fred Sini used to say in plain proletariat English, it's hands off of Africa. It's hands off of Africa. We ask the people. We ask the people's court, and we're not talking about Judge Million. We ask the people's court, how do you find this racist, decadent government, this racist, imperialist government, on illegal assassinations in Libya in terms of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi? How do you find him? We find you guilty. We find you guilty on everything that you put on our people. We find you guilty. And so the new Black Panther Party, we intend to press the charge. That's what I say. We intend to press the charge on this racist American power structure, on these imperialists, these capitalists, and these Zionists. We're pressing the charge. And irregardless to how anybody feels about it, there is a supreme power from our nation, from the black nation and from our people, within us and with every living thing from our people, that will see justice here in the hells and smells of North America and abroad. It's already written. Our ancestors predicted it. Justice will be served. And so it's up to you and I in this hour to, as the Black Power General say, to hold the line. It's up to us in this hour to be lights in the darkness, that we don't fall victim to the evils of ruling wickedness and the evils of wicked rulership, but that we would be the truth bearers, that we would be the ones who would go the uphill road. We would be the ones who would carry the torch and be the guides and the lamp and the lamp post for our people who are suffering and searching for a way out of this condition. For any black man or black woman out there who is concerned about your community, and you're concerned about your people, and you're concerned about your neighborhoods, and really concerned about your future, I'm here to tell you now that it is a time for organizing. As you heard our national chairman say, that it's wartime now. You heard that echoed by Minister Louis Farrakhan a couple of weeks back in Philadelphia. It is wartime. And since we are in a time of war, that means soldier, warrior, fighter, that you have to, and we have to play our positions. That we have to know it, even whether you believe you're in war or not, you got to know, just based upon the amount of killing and police brutality and the amount of insane activity that happens in the black community, you got to know that you're engaged in a battle, even if you yourself are not physically fighting. See, there's a difference. You can be in a war and not be physically fighting in the war, but the war's still going on. You have those in battle who become what is called shell-shocked, or you have those who get in battle and they lose their sensibility, they lose their training. And so while the shells are bursting over their heads and bullets are flying and bombs are going off and things are happening, you have soldiers that may drop their weapons. They may abandon their post. They may begin to lose their discipline, but the war is still going on. And so I say to us, let's not be that soldier that loses his or her discipline. And let's not be that soldier that begins to scream while the battle is going on, or drops your weapon, in this case right now, your informational weapon, your proper propaganda, and hell, even your physical weapons, if you got them. Let's not be that soldier that drops and, you know, loses your position in the war, but let's be that soldier and that warrior that holds your position, that holds the line, knowing that you're almost to the finish line. We in the Black Nation who are fighting for a promised land, those of us who consider ourselves Black nationalists, those of us who are fighting for land of our own, fighting for laws of our own, fighting for Black power, and fighting for self-determination, fighting for Black economics, fighting to get the bloodsuckers, the capitalists, up off of our backs and the wicked boot heel of brutal racist cops up off of our necks. Those of you and we who are fighting for this, you got to know this, as hard as it is and as tough as it is, that we are almost to the finish line, that the reason why our enemies are becoming so merciless, as they were already brutal, but the reason why they're picking up their aggression against the Black nation and against us as a people, indigenous people the world over, is because their power is broken and they are losing their grip and their hell. They're losing their stranglehold on the Black man and Black woman. We're a fearless generation. We're a generation that don't give a damn about many of the trinkets that some of our former generations would have cared about. Many of us in this generation, all we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be peaceful. All we want to do is be content. All we want to do is be left alone to do what it is that our God and our families would bless us to do. That's all you want to do. And so we're tired of being hindered in any way, shape, form, or fashion, whether it be by a white racist or whether it be by a bootlicking, buck-dancing Negro who has a white mentality. We just want to be left alone in peace because that's our nature. And so I'm here to tell you, Black man and Black woman, the end is in sight, that as it is promised to us, that we would be in a land of our own in peace and contentment, in freedom, justice, and equality, truth, reciprocity, balance, order, and harmony, that the end is in sight, that as this white race's power structure's power is broken and slipping, and as they're going haywire and buck wild trying to maintain any resemblance of power that they have, that as their world crumbles, as the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad taught us, and as our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Shabazz, is teaching today, that as their world is slipping and their world is crumbling, that means that there's a world, talking about a power, a Black power, that is coming up in the world, that is uncompromising, that is bold, that is fearless, that is courageous, and that is righteous. And so wherever you are in the hails and smells of North America and the world, whether you are on the streets or in the federal penal institutions, unite with us and join with us in this movement as we are pushing, again, action in the streets. It's about action in the streets. It's not about being a talkatarian and talking somebody to death and, you know, giving the most eloquent of speech and giving this and that to sound good. It's about action in the streets. We are looking for 5,000 Black men and Black women to add on to the thousands that we have. We want to add 5,000 more Black men and Black women in the hails and smells of North America to make a standing Black army that is interested in Kuji Chagalia or Black power, Black self-determination. We want Black men and women from every walk of life, if you are from the streets or whether you're from the professional walk of life or even the bourgeoisie class, as long as you ain't crazy as hell. We're looking for 5,000 Black men and women to fill various positions as we are intent on growing a nation of our own, as we are intent on developing our ministries, intent on developing our ministries in information and culture and defense and technology and spirituality and education and Pan-Africanism and so many more ministries that we have. I can't do it alone. Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz can't do it alone. The Central Committee, the New Black Panther Party can't do it alone. Our faithful committed membership can't do it alone. We got to add and we got to grow and we got to expand. And just as they showed, the Panther, if you remember that old sloppy propaganda field, incorrect documentary that National Geographic did on the New Black Panther Party, one thing that they had right that I liked was that they showed a panther, the graphic of a panther coming up out of the center of America, and that panther spread all over the country of America to where the panther was the only thing that you saw in the graphic. I like that, National Geographic. We're going to run with that. And so we want to make that a living reality, that in every single nook and cranny, every single city in the hills and smells of North America, both major and minor, we want Panther representatives, whether you're male or female. It's not a male-dominated organizational movement. Whether you're male or female, we need female leadership to stand up even more. We need, of course, brothers to stand up where you are even more. We need those of you that are in the gang life and you want to return to the gangs and organize the gangsters, the so-called gangsters. You want to organize them. We need you as well. We need those that are dissatisfied with the conditions of our community, those that are tired of seeing the racist white supremacist attacks now coming at us in the courtroom. We need revolutionary attorneys, as we know that whenever you make a move for freedom and you make a move towards black self-determination, you know they try to throw legalities at you. They try to get you trapped up in the courtroom and get you locked down behind bars, as we see so many of our political prisoners locked down behind bars, not because they're criminals, not because they're bad people, not because they're not decent or indecent, but because of their political affiliations and because of their political beliefs and because they want to see better for black people. They get you trapped up sometimes in legalities. So we need also revolutionary attorneys who, in the spirit of a Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, in the spirit of a Chokwe Lumumba, in the spirit of so many other attorneys who came before them, we need more of you who are not comfortable, who know the legalities of this system, who know that this racist power structure, the racist ruling class, that you know that they would change the law however they see fit. And we need those of you that are willing to be able to make war with this beast on a legal level and make war with this beast in the courtroom on behalf of the revolutionaries. So you can be a revolutionary attorney. We need revolutionary chefs and cooks as well who will take our people's mouths out of the kitchens of the white man and the white woman, who will begin to give wholesome meals and wholesome ideas in terms of food preparation and dietary to the black nation, so that we won't be killed by Murder King and McDevils and White Castle, but that we can have some wholesome black restaurants to put up in our own neighborhoods with that Ministry of Economics, sponsored by the Ministry of Economics. Need those that are good with finance, those that are good with money, those that are good with capital and currency, to get involved with the Ministry of Economics and teach brothers and sisters who may not be so good in economics and finance and who may not be so good in knowing how to raise money, that you could help and that you can kick in and you can show the black man and black woman, the young and the old, how you got that kind of money, how you able to ride and able to fly so nice, how you able to dress so nice in tough economic times, how you able to do it. We got to get back to being African and intercommunal or communal with each other and begin to share the knowledge and share the wealth. We need you who are out there in the informational field to help in the Ministry of Information and help be able to spread this righteous message as I've given you to tonight from our national chairman. But we got so much more, so many others, so many more speeches, so many more, pardon me, so much more of his writings, so many more from our leadership in the New Black Panther Party who are on point, who need to get the message out, and who and our people who are thirsty for knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and guidance about black power and being black and our greatness, but it's being drowned out. It's being overcrowded and overshadowed by false propaganda, by media outlets like Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and so many others. As we heard on a prior broadcast, that the media only gives you about 25% of the truth, that out of every newscast that you're watching, that only 25% of the truth is in that newscast, and the rest of it is nothing but lies and propaganda. And so they all have an agenda. We need informational guerrillas who are willing to fight with information, as this white man clearly and his power structure clearly fights us, the New Black Panther Party, with information and propaganda, false information and propaganda. They fight us through their blogs and through their newspapers. They fight us through their networks and their radio. We got to fire back. We want to fire back strongly and precisely and with precision. We want to be able to, as you hear it said, we want to be able to bash out and knock out falsehood's brains. We want to be able to vanquish falsehood and lay falsehood low to the point to where only the truth stands. We can no longer afford in this hour to be silent about the truth and be silent about the greatness of our people and the greatness of our heritage and the greatness of our legacy, when so much of everybody else's legacy and so much of everybody else's heritage and so much of everybody else's culture is shoved down our throats, shoved down our faces, pardon me, shoved in our faces and shoved in our lives. And you hear nothing about the goodness of the people that we come from and the legacy that our people have left and the struggles that our people have had and the successes that our people have had, not only here in the hills of North America, but in the Caribbean, in Africa, in Europe, in China, in Spain, in every way that you can think of on this planet. Our people have had great success and great monuments built and great accomplishments that is not taught in the public killing field, what you call the education system. So we need those of you who are in love with information and in love with knowledge and in love with spreading truth. We need you to join on to this national ministry of information. Also with that, as I said about dietary, we have a national ministry of agriculture. We need those of you who have a green thumb, of course, but really a black thumb. We need you in this national ministry of agriculture. As right now, we understand that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, that they are not administering healthy food to you and I, but that they are administering chemicalized food, processed food, commercialized food that is designed to be sold on the market for cheap and to reap the most profit. It's called capitalism. And so the food, although it looks like nutritious food, it is actually robbed of nutrient. It is robbed of vitamin. It is robbed of mineral. It is robbed of iron. It is robbed of potassium. It is robbed of niacin. It is robbed of zinc. It is robbed of that which sustains life. So instead of sustaining our lives and instead of keeping us here longer, much of the food that we eat and much of the food that has been given to us by our former slave masters and their children and these bootlicking toms, it destroys us and takes us away from here. And so in the old days, our elders were able to stay around for a long time. You know about the old remedies that the elders used to have. You didn't hear about them going to the hospital too much. You couldn't afford it. And you heard about grandma getting in the kitchen and boiling some water and putting some spices in the pot and putting some, you know, some leaves in the pot. And sometimes, even in extreme cases, putting what you call a hot toddy together and putting a little whiskey in the pot. You heard about all of that. And even a nice old bottle of castor oil. Well, many of us think it's nasty, but you can get you together with some castor oil and you had to swallow the castor oil. But lo and behold, you'll be black on your feet again, because those old remedies that we call the old remedies, but they're really good remedies and solid remedies. They were from Africa, healing with herbs, healing with spices, healing with nutrients, healing with nutritional value. So we need you to take place and participate with the National Ministry of Agriculture, and there's so many more. So you ask, well, do I have to be a Muslim? As I know we heard the broadcast from 2002, and the National Chairman was addressing in the National Press Club the attack by the U.S. imperialist on Islam and the black nation. No, you don't have to be a Muslim. It's not a religious thing. We're talking about a black nation that is inclusive of people all walks of life, all shapes, forms, and fashions. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be religious. But if you are that, then be that. We ask you just to participate with this black nationalism and this black power. Participate in this self-determination and participate in this movement. And so, of course, our website, for those of you who don't know, is dayofactionmovement.org, dayofactionmovement.org. That's where you'll see the things we have put forth since April 23rd, and we're continuing to build on a daily consistent basis our survival programs. For those of you that were critical of the New Black Panther Party in the past and saying that we don't see enough programs, you know, do you all have programs? Now you can clearly see what it is that we're doing, the program in the streets. And so that's dayofactionmovement.org. And we need you to specifically join the New Black Panther Party. So say we're adding 5,000 memberships. We want that to be you. You can email us. Your best bet is to email us and catch us. You can even CC me, Sean Kwali, at nbpphq@yahoo.com. Right now, nbpphq@yahoo.com. And help the mission of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and his national representative, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, to raise our people up to a new plane of existence and a new level and a standard of living so that we can produce black power and overthrow the white power and the white nationalism that has kept us deaf, dumb, and blind for the past 400 years. I'm your brother and soldier in arms and comrade in battle, Sean Kwali, signing off and telling you to join us again for another edition of Black Power Radio. As you know, we're going to bring it harder and harder and stronger for the liberation and salvation of our people. Black Power.
Until the philosophy.